Blog Talk Radio.
Hello?
Hello?
Okay, so then, oh, okay, yeah.
Both of us must be got kicked off because I don't hear anything.
I hear nothing.
Call back into the show.
Okay.
Okay. Welcome, 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 everyone. I don't know what just happened. Miss Kay and I, can y'all hear me? If y'all can hear me, please text me and let me know y'all can hear me. But Miss Kay and I, both of us got kicked out. We didn't hear anything. So I'm hoping that everyone can hear what's going on right now. Welcome to the LSO. Welcome to the LSO. Okay, thank you so much. You can hear me. Okay. Welcome to the LSO Treat Show. I am LSO, the founder and owner of LSO ! I am a writer and independent published author of 3 erotic books, yearly calendars, playing cards, and so much more. Also, I am the host of the Lawless Radio LSO Treat Show with my co-host, Miss K. I am a spoken word artist, inspirational, and empowerment speaker just the same. LSO has that creative diversity that captures you and make you want to become one with everything she says and not be afraid to try it and like it. She introduces you to your fantasies with freedom to enjoy. LSO has the key to unlock all of your fantasies. Tantalize your thoughts into submission. Ignite your soul to willingly surrender to enjoy the known and the unknown. In her work, she is in total control. In her space, her imagination encourages your truth, the escape to pleasures beyond your imagination. LSO vows to keep her creative juices flowing so that you can experience the displays of the words written and or spoken. LSO is creating magic with words and speaking positivity into the atmosphere. Such creative liberty. So come along for the ride, pun intended. LSO never disappoints and promises limitless possibilities. Are you ready for tonight's show? If not, get ready for the topic, second chances, ... Is it worth it? Please note, these are our personal and or research opinions, so get ready to call in and confess your research. Remember, the Lawless Radio LSO Treat Show is a safe space and a no-judgment zone where your confessions and research are welcomed. Transparency at its best. So call in with your questions. We know you have some. Remember, a spanking may be necessary, so LSO has the paddle and the whip ready. So y'all know who ride out with me on Monday evenings. We have I was going to say a bagor this time. Don't ask me where I get the words from because I make up words. But y'all know who she is. If you don't, I'm going to tell you who she is. Miss K is in the house. Come on now. Hey, yeah. Miss K is in the house. Come on now. Hey. Hey, Miss K. Hey, what you doing? Miss K. Hey, how you doing? Miss K. How are you?
I am.
How was your weekend? What's going on?
Oh, I've been good. Just chilling. Actually, no. I've been working like a crazy woman to get everything up and running the way I need it to be up and running. And I still got more stuff to do, but I'm really good with the progress. My second book is coming out on October 28th.
Yes. Congratulations. So we have to have a celebratory party.
Yes.
All right now. All right now. That's what I'm talking about. Do what you need to do.
Yes.
And get it in, and I'm scared, but I'm ready. You know, that's that temptation where you get the stomach start, you know, getting all knotted up, because I'm going to tell y'all, that first book, Authentically Rich, it brought so much to the surface that you never realized things that you compressed so far and you pushed it so far into the back of your head or your mind. And Miss K just went in and brought all those to the forefront. And I'm like, mind your business. But I did the homework on it, and I'm glad I did do the homework on it, because it helps you to realize some things. And one of the things is admitting or acknowledging what's going on, because if you don't acknowledge what's going on, what are you going to fix? You don't know what you're fixing. So,
you know, I
was happy about that. Exactly. So we're going to talk more about that. She's going to give you all some more information towards the end of the show. But today we're talking about second chances, and is it really worth it? And we had mixed feelings on it. It depends on situation, circumstances, but, you know, everyone respect everyone's opinion, because everyone is not going to adhere to what it is you like or what it is that you don't like. And you may disagree with someone, and then you may turn around agreeing with them once you hear their point of view on it, or vice versa, whatever. But anyway, let me find, you know, because things have been doing whatever it wants to do, but that's okay because I got it right now. Bam. The first question we coming out the gate with is, do you believe in second chances? Why and why not? Well, in the group, we had a young lady put, I do because God has mercy for us, and we don't know the number of chances in that. Why not grant, not stupidly, but we grant the grace. Another young lady put, 100% agree, everyone has room for change. Then she put, hashtag the Lord will. A gentleman put, no. Out of the issues of the heart, the mouth speaks. Everything happens for a reason, and the Most High wanted you to see it for a reason. And another young lady, she put, in some instances, but not in all. So, Ms. K, how do you feel? What do you believe? Do you believe in second chances? Why and why not?
Not anymore. I used to. But not anymore. Because I think what happens is, if you couldn't resolve it in a relationship, it usually doesn't get better. And so if you couldn't resolve those issues, you know, before the relationship dissolved, all you want to do is come back to those same issues.
But you only come back. Well, yeah. Okay.
You see what I'm saying? Like, if you don't resolve it,
you have to get to the root of the problem in order to move forward. But that's just not in a relationship. A second chance is a second chance. That could be a second chance in anything. What about because God granted you a second chance when he had you laying on what others may have deemed to be your deathbed, and he breathed life into you? He gave you the breath of life. You know what I'm saying? So, or what if you had taken a test? For instance, when my mom died, I had to take my final exam. Now, I actually studied for this particular exam, but my mom died the day before I had to take that exam. Two parts. The first part, I studied for it. I failed. The second part, I did not study. I just went and took the exam. I got a 98. But with me failing that first part, it dropped my grade to like a B+. Right. So I spoke to my teacher, and I made him aware that my mom had just passed, but I needed to take my exam. He gave me a second chance to take my exam. And he was like, come to the school and get the book. But my grade at that point was a B+. I was like, I'm not a B+ student. So, but he was trying to reach me to tell me that he didn't put a grade in, and he didn't put a grade in from my group presentation. So once he put the grade in from my group presentation, my B+ went to an A-. But he called my house phone instead of my cell phone to tell me if I was good with that grade. If I was good with A-, I didn't have to take the exam, the first part of the exam over. Because I would have had to get 100 in order to get an A, because they didn't believe in giving A+. So I was accepting with my A-. I was like, I'll take that. You're not messing with my GPA. I still got a 3.9 GPA. So I was good. As long as you're not messing with that, I'm good. So that goes back to giving second chances. Why and why not? Now, if I wanted that A to strive for a 4.0, or what if he didn't add that other part of the grade in, or what if the grade was already added in and I was at the B+? And I didn't get that second chance. So for me, do I believe in second chances? I would say yes. And I would say yes to the degree of who the second chance is being presented to, and what is behind the second chance. So, like, for instance, in relationships, sometimes you want to dissolve that relationship because it wasn't healthy for you. It wasn't healthy for your partner. So sometimes you have to let that go and move on. But in other situations, you have to weigh the pros and cons and see how you benefit in the end. So just don't write a situation off, because you never know that situation when it comes back around. And if you had given that situation a second chance on a second time around, that may be that power move right there. And that will open up a floodgate of everything, and everything can be in alignment. So my take on it is, don't be so quick to erase something. You know, sometimes you may have to cross it out. Huh?
I'm going to erase it.
well, in that particular case for you, it was best that you erase.
Right, okay. Right. It depends on the circumstances. Like, as far as relationships go for me, I have no reason to go backwards. You know, I'm pushing forward, because whatever transpired in our relationship, and if it ended, is because we weren't on good terms, and and there's no reason for me to revisit that. And in my situation, there usually has been some type of, like, betrayal of some sort. So there's no friendship there. Like, I can't be friends with you, because you not only betrayed me, but you betrayed our friendship. So if you betrayed the friendship, there's no friendship to look forward towards or anything. You know, I don't talk to my exes. There's no reason to talk to them. For what?
Okay, I received a text message. It says, love ain't school, but depending on the circumstances, the weather, and weather, believe a person can grow from a mistake. And yes, I do. And sometimes people have to make that mistake in order to learn and grow from it, because you have to be in the situation where something is removed from you for you to realize that, I had it all, but I didn't know I had it all. But now that I don't have it, now I realize I really did have it all. I was chasing that 30% instead of staying with my 70%. So you have to pick and choose. Go ahead.
I'm sorry, I cut you off. I watched a video earlier this week, and in terms of relationships, like, what this particular man said, and his name is Stephen. Stephen or Stephen. Stephen Speaks. He has, like, his whole YouTube following and stuff like that. When a man gets involved with a woman, he usually is going to get involved with a woman where he is at that point in time. So if he's not doing well and he gets with a woman, he's with her at that point in time because that's who was available. The person that he actually wants, he's not going to go after until he's able to level up. And usually, a dude will stay with you and level up, and then a good possibility he's going to leave you because now he feels he's in a position to have the person that he really wanted.
But see,
and
on the receiving end of that, there's some truth to that, but in the same token, the other person has to realize if this is what they want, because whether he's using you to level up, you will see that, because he's going to show you that along the way. He will show, anybody is going to show you their true colors, regardless, in a friendship, in a relationship, in a sexship, in a anything. People are going to show you their true colors, and it's up to you to identify. And sometimes you don't see it, and sometimes your friends see it. And if you have friends that stand in your corner, your right hand, your left hand, all of that, and they come to you telling you, yo, such and such and such a, I don't think, don't automatically discard them as if, oh, this is my relationship, stay out of my business, this, that, and the third. Oh, he loved me. Oh, she loved me. Oh, this, that, and the third. Take heed and listen. Because mm-hmm. your true friends, that's what they're supposed to do. If something is not right, they should be able to bring it to your attention and make you aware of it and just leave it at that, and you should take no offense to it. Just take heed to see what's going on to make sure that you're in a happy and safe relationship and you can continue on. Now, in the case where he says he's going to take on a relationship just for that moment until he can get to a status of where he needs to be for someone else, along the way, he's presenting clues to that woman what it is he's doing. And if she don't see it for herself, then, you know, it's unfortunate that something like that happens. But in the same token, the way you talking about, oh, someone is not on your status because this is not what you want, I'm just going to do it for the meantime, you're going to end up hurting yourself. Because what you're going to do is let a good man go right on by, or you're going to let a good woman go right on by. And that same man or woman that you're chasing, thinking, oh, that's your level up and this is what you're going to do, once you get it, it's not going to be all of what you bargained for. So be mindful, because karma is real. Karma mm-hmm. is like your social security number. Once you have it, that's mm-hmm. it. And you are the only one who has your social security number. So karma knows you. And karma is coming to you.
To pay.
So be mindful when it's time for you to pay that debt. You may not be paying that debt the same way that you dished it out. And you may not be able to handle how you're going to have to pay that debt. So just be mindful when you're thinking, oh, well, I'm going to stick it out, oh, because she got a place to stay and she got food in her refrigerator. Mm-hmm. Oh, I'm going to mm-hmm. kick it with her, or I'm going to kick it with him because I won't be taken care of, but my boo is down the mm-hmm. street. You know, that's the one I love, this, that, and the third. But then you're going to get exactly what you wanted, and then when mm-hmm. you get it, you're going to be stuck with it. And then you're going to want to come back, and then there is mm-hmm. no coming back. So be mindful, mm-hmm. you know, about your decisions that you make when you call yourself using someone or pushing someone to the side until you can get what you want. Because you may get what you want, but what you asked for, you left out some things that you asked for. Mm-hmm. Like when you say, oh, I want a man. Okay, granted, you get a man. But you didn't ask for a man with a job, so now the man ain't got no job. Mm-hmm. He ain't got no place to stay. His mouth is raggedy. He don't wash. You got all this, but you got your man, though. So be mindful. Next question. What does a second chance mean to you when given or receiving? Well, a young lady put, it means don't fuck up again. Okay. A gentleman put, if I give a second chance means you're special since, quote-unquote, trust issues is one thing I have. It's not just in relationships, but more like life self-defense. I like that. To be given a second chance means the same as me giving one. I meant that much to her that I would give, that I would have the heart and she the ability to give me another try. I had to send him some hugs because I truly enjoyed that. We had another gentleman. He put, it means nothing if both parties involved don't work at repairing what went wrong in the first place. Too many people give second chances. Too many people give second chances, but they aren't real second chances. And he put those in capital letters. They now watch you like a hawk and no longer trust you. That's not a second chance. A second chance is when both parties involved are willing to accept their role in what went wrong, apologize, put it behind them, and sincerely try to fix it. Too many people who Too many people who claim to give second chances accept you back, but then hang your mistake over your head forever and bring it up every time there is a disagreement. Now, what do you have to say, Ms. Kay?
Okay, now, I do agree with, if you're going to give a person a second chance, you're not supposed to beat them over the head with it. You know, giving them a second chance means that you're willing to work towards forgiving them or forgiving them. However, if you feel you need to heal from whatever transpired, take that time and heal before you give them a second chance. You know?
True.
Because a person did whatever they did, and I'm not going to call it necessarily a mistake, but because a person did what they did, if you decide to take them back, one, it may give them the idea that they have license to continue to do it. That's the reason why I don't believe in second chances to an extent, well, to a big extent, because sometimes when you give a person a second chance, they feel now that they have license to continue whatever fuckery they were doing.
But when you give a second chance, you have to lay the foundation in that second chance. Why I am giving you this second chance, and this is what I expect by giving you this second chance. So there's a conversation that needs to be had. It's not that, oh, you can just fuck me over and boo-hoo, I'm crying, I'm bawling, I done lost 100 pounds and I now look like a crackhead and you walking around and you like it's okay, but then I'm like, oh, I'll give you a second chance and you come back and you still do what you want to do. No. That's not how that works. How that second chance works is we're going to sit down, we're going to discuss it. I'm not going to tell you what you did. I need you to tell me what it is that you did so we are both on the same page. And then I can say, yes, that is why X, Y, and Z happened. I need you to tell me what it is you did, because if you don't tell me what it is that you did, I may be giving you a second chance on the wrong issue. And then you figuring, oh, well, she gave me the second chance. She told me don't cheat with Brenda no more, but you go cheat with Stacey. And your thing is, oh, well, I didn't cheat with Brenda. So we need to acknowledge what you had said. Okay, Ms. Kay gave a reasoning just now, and she also put in the group, no more second chances. I don't give them, and I don't want it. Okay, and you don't have to take it. A text message came in from a gentleman put, nah, that person that been with you from the mud love you to the – wait a minute. Now that person that been with you from the mud love you. The next chick that comes along will be with you for what you can provide and learn to appreciate you for some of what you are. But you can rent chicks for $1,500 to $5,000 that ain't what you want, because in the long run you could have got the same feeling from your hand and lotion. You are true on that. And there are people who are out there for sale to give you that that make-believe or that fantasy or that thought that you have. So that's why when you had someone who was grinding with you and then you decide that you want to level up, so to say, that right there will cause a serious problem, because what you did, y'all together had molded something. And what you did, you came in and you erased a piece of the molding. And now you can't put it back together, and what you went to, that $40 person, yeah, she wasn't all, or he wasn't all what it was cracked up, or when their use of you runs out, now you're discarded. You're no longer needed. Because sometimes you, what you think you're doing is really, in the end, you're the one that's being used in the end. So, ladies and gentlemen, be mindful in giving and receiving second chances. And when you do so, put stipulations on them so that you know why you're doing it and what you're expecting to receive back in return and how long you're giving the person that turnaround time to fix everything and make it better. Because once that second chance is given, I need to see actions immediately. Because if your actions don't tell me what we discussed to begin healing and moving forward from what transpired, then my reaction is going to be I have to remove myself from the situation. And I
would need to
do not have any problems removing myself from any situation. No problem at all.
Actions would have to be shown before even a second chance is on the table. I would need to see that.
Immediately.
Before.
Immediately.
Yeah.
So that's why I said we have to discuss this.
Don't
we have to discuss it.
I need to see,
get it right, and then we go from there. Because y'all want to play too much, and my pressure don't allow wiggle room for playing. I'm just being honest. My pressure don't allow wiggle room at all. If we say this is what we're going to do, I don't care, from friendship to relationship to family to anything. If this is what we said we're going to do, if this was the issue, we talked about it, we addressed it, this is what we're going to do, this is what we're going to do, period. If not, that's going to seem to be a problem. But, of course, y'all know I got to play music. But what I'm doing, I'm only going to play two songs from y'all. I'm only going to play two songs, and I'm going to be right back. So don't go nowhere, y'all. But I'm going to leave y'all with this question because I need y'all to answer this. Given the second chance, do you forgive and forget? And I need you to explain. That's right. I'm getting all in your business. Y'all need to know this. And everybody else need to know. So answer that question. We will be right back.
Hey, it's your boy, Piano Mizzle, repping Lawless Entertainment. Bring it back one time for you. This the one for the one you've always wanted, you feel me? Yeah. One day. Lawless. Check it out. When I met you, I was driving the car that Ford don't even make no more. Still ain't been my lady, and I wonder how to make it more. Take it slow, it's the way to go, but I can't take no more. Something missing, if you listen here, my heart will break. And way I feel is pure and true, just like the blessed day that you was born. So you like my unicorn, beautiful, regal, it's like the stars said it. But baby, like that unicorn, you damn so hard-headed. Look at all these years, I done dried your tears and told my fears. Seems like after all of that, we be way more than tears. Tell me again that we'll be lovers and friends. Why don't you do what you do when you did what you did? Yeah, I talk a big game, but see I infinity thing. Say the word, piano pimping is done. Just the vision of your kisses, you becoming my missus. Eats my heart's like a tip in the drum. Hey, look how long we've been together, but we ain't been together. Tell me this, why you keep on playing these games? I wanna be the one you want, I wanna be the one you need. I wanna be the one that changed your name. Maybe so, girl. I believe so, girl. It'll feel so good. It'll feel so good. It'll feel so good. Forever, I want to give you another. Read in between the lines, girl, I'm talking for better or worse, and I'm certain you're the person that's worth it. Took the script and reversed it. That's why you're so perfect. Couldn't we be here happily ever after? With the laughter, no disaster. Call the pastor, make a toast and put your glass up. Bridesmaids jealous cause your finger razzle dazzle. If you need me, say, I'll be there before you say the man. Instead of making big demands, this is all a fantasy to me. I say it all depends on if you give me more than what I had and make me fall again. Fall again, I'm sick, sick, but make me feel tall again. Grab me by the hand and never let me feel the wrong within. When you ready, say the word and I'll be right up in it. But until that day, I keep on waiting like a flight attendant. Look how long we've been together, but we ain't been together. Tell me this, why you keep on playing these games? I wanna be the one you want, I wanna be the one you need. I wanna be the one that's changing your name. Maybe so, I believe so. It'll feel so, it'll feel so, it'll feel so good.
Welcome back. Welcome back, everyone. Well, when we left you off with the question, when given the second chance, do you forgive and forget? It wasn't an or, it was an and. So In the group, a young lady put, you can always forgive, never forget, because you don't want to leave yourself open for regrets later. Trust in yourself. Not everyone going to like you, not everyone going to be like you in order to prosper for yourself. She put, you must L-I-G it, death. Let it go. Then she put, grudges will not help you grow. It stagnates you and stops your growth. And I was like, that is so true. Grudges will stagnate you, and grudges will leave you in that same position where you are, and it'll leave you stuck right there, and it won't allow you to grow because you're still stuck in that same place. And that's not what you want to do, and that's not what you need. And we had a gentleman put, my answer is the same as above, as if I was the one on the receiving end. So, Miss K, when given the second chance, do you forgive and forget?
I guess it depends on what it is.
Mm-hmm.
I guess it depends on how big the situation was. Forgiveness, I would forgive, but the forgiveness would be for me. It wouldn't be for the person.
Right. Forgiving is for you, period. I strongly believe that forgiving is for the person who's doing the forgiving. It's not for the other person.
Right.
It's not for the other person at all, because they don't – well, I can't say it's totally not for the other person, because
I mean,
I forgave someone
if you let them know.
Right.
Them know,
and
if
I let this particular person know that I forgave him, and he thanked me. He said that's what he needed. So in that particular case, he benefited from, you know, me acknowledging to him that, that it was okay. And I was like, wow. So I guess I had him in a stagnant moment. But, of course, all of that came about because we had a conversation. Now, this conversation happened years later. But, you know, I was able to forgive. I don't think, well, I'm not going to say I don't think. I know for sure I did not forget. But I did forgive. And actually, when I said those words out my mouth to his receiving ears, that was like a revelation for me. And I felt a weight lifted off of me when I did that. So back to what someone had written in, what she said, it leaves you stagnant. I never realized that I was stagnant. So I could have been stagnant all those years because I had something bottled up. I just could not forgive, needless to say, forget. But for the most part, I can forgive and forget when I have no more use. And then I can also forgive and forget but not forget.
You know,
because that's a reminder for me not to let that happen again.
You know,
so
we're having
a
really weird night.
Why?
You know why this is a weird night? Because you asked me a question. I start my question. You jump in and then finish. And that's
you didn't finish
time.
Your answer? Really?
How?
Today?
How? I said, okay,
wait.
Ahead. This is number three.
My hand is raised. That happened today?
Three times.
I clearly thought, three times in 39 minutes? That's a lot.
Yes.
I'm gonna sincerely apologize to you because I thought you were finished because it was a long pause. So I just went right on in. I was not aware you wasn't finished. Okay, where was you not finished at?
You know what? Go ahead, continue. Just forget it. My train of thought is
no.
Gone.
I don't want to forget it. Forgive me, and then we can forgive. No, seriously, Miss K. Okay. We want to, Miss K.
I'm sorry.
When given the second chance, do you forgive and forget? Please explain.
Oh gosh, this is funny. Because the conversation went from forgiveness being about you and not that person, and you was like absolutely right, because the forgiveness blah 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 blah.
Go ahead, you have the floor right now. Go ahead and finish your answer, baby.
Okay, so basically what I was saying is forgiveness is for you and not your partner, unless you choose to include them in it. Outside of that, it's for you. So me, forgiveness is a big thing, but I think you have to honestly be healed enough in order to render forgiveness. And I think that's the part that a lot of people are missing, is that you have to heal from that trauma to give them a sincere forgiveness. And I think when people don't do that, that's when they hold it over other people's heads. It's because they haven't genuinely...
So that's when the forgive part don't happen?
The forget part and the forgiveness. I don't think you're going to ever really forget, but you can forgive that person. But I think if you're going to forgive, you need to be healed from that transgression,
gotcha,
whatever it is. And if you're not completely healed from that transgression, then you're going to always go back to that transgression because you're not, there's no resolve there.
Come up in your next relationship because you
absolutely
didn't heal. And that's part of the luggage that said that you should unpack before going into a new relationship.
Right. That's where being single is a good thing. Being single is an actual benefit because it helps you to get on track with who you are. You know, so many people are afraid to be alone, but being alone is one of the best things because in that alone time, you start to develop self-worth and self-preservation. And with self-preservation, then you start establishing boundaries and standards, which is something that a lot of us don't have. You know, it's not like they give us a relationship guide or a self-relationship guide.
A living guide, a guide to welcome to the world. None of us is presented with that. So you have to move not on eggshells, but move on the shells of what you can tolerate and what you can't tolerate and how you can move about and be successful and be worthy and stand in your worth. And you have to figure that out. And that's figuring it out day by day. That just don't happen because there's no playbook. Only playbooks is in sports. That's it. But even though they have a playbook, every game is played different within that playbook. And the playbook may be there, but there's some amendments to that playbook during the game. So that's the same way as you have to do with living. And, yes, you are going to make some fuck-ups, and as well as people around you. But you just have to realize where you stand in that, what you can tolerate, how to tolerate it, and how to make it better so that you're not traumatized or you're not hurt severely from it. So there's a lot that goes into play with it. You just can't say, oh, I forgive you, and then move on. No, you can't do that. And sometimes it's best that you don't forget, because then you know what you don't want going forward, be it a relationship, a friendship, a job, anything. So
forgetting
does have possibly, but not forgetting give you that opportunity of where your growth can come from, because it reminds you, remember when you did this, this what happened? Like, for instance, remember you supposed to have gotten gas and you didn't get it when you supposed to get it, and now when you go to get it, the gas tank is there filling up the gas and you can't get it. So now you go to park your car, and when you get up in the morning, your car won't move because you don't have no gas. Forgetting part right there let you know you won't do it again. In turn with everything else, if you don't forget about it, it'll remind you never to do that again. So moving along. When you are on the receiving end of the second chance, are you expecting them to forgive you and to forget? Well, in the group we had a young lady put, I am if we speak and talk it out, if we speak and talk out our frustrations. And a gentleman put, I'm expecting forgiveness because it's a part of the second chance. Can't do one without the other, but not expecting them to forget because that's much harder to do, especially if the violation was severe. A gentleman put, the only dumb question is the one you don't ask, but I won't expect it. Just hope. So, Ms. Kay, when you are on the receiving end of the second chance, are you expecting them to forgive you and to forget?
I would never expect anybody to forget, but I would hope they give me the opportunity to prove that I was worth their forgiveness and I was worthy of their forgiveness.
Okay. Well, Ella, so when you are on the receiving end of the second chance, are you expecting them to forgive you and to forget? Yes, I expect you to forgive me because I acknowledge my wrongdoing, and I'm trying to right my wrongdoing. Expecting you to forget, you can forget only if you're no longer bothered by it. But after you forgave me, I hope when you forgave me, that was enough healing for you to say that I can forget about what was done so that we can move forward. And I expect you to call me on my BS if you don't see changes in whatever the situation was. Because sometimes we all get stuck in doing routine things. And to us, this is how we operate. But the person on the receiving end of it and how they interpret what it is that we're doing may not be receptive of it. So you have to be mindful about that. So I'm doing something that comes natural to me, not knowing that I may be hurting you. So if you say you forgive me in cases like that where I was truly unaware, I think you should forget about it too. But if you don't want to, that's your obligation not to. I'm not going to try to force you to forget something that, you know, where you was hurt. But I would hope that you can, you know, forget as well. Okay, and I just got kicked out of the next question. The next question is, how can you tell if they respect you and your point of view? Well, we have one person, he put, when they allow your point of view to be made, heard and recognized about validity of it, but they don't have to agree with it. The respect is when they can acknowledge that. The respect is when they can acknowledge that it's okay for us to have different point of views. So, Ms. Kay. Mm-hmm. How can you tell if they respect you and your point of view?
How do I tell when they respect my point of view? They actually heard what I said, willing to integrate my point of view into their point of view, making it so that we can compromise.
Okay.
Yeah, I think that's you know, I think in every relationship there's going to be, no matter the relationship, there's going to be some push-pull. However, you want to be able to get to a common ground where both people are either being represented. And then in some situations, you'd be like, okay, you got this one. I'm not going to argue with you. Okay, you got this one. And then the next one might be, okay, this one is on me. Okay, cool. I think people really need to know, you know, you need to have standards and boundaries. We're not honest.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if this violates your boundaries or push you past your boundaries, don't say yes to it.
Absolutely.
Be honest with yourself. If it makes you uncomfortable, don't do it. Male or female, it doesn't matter. Like, it has nothing to do with gender. It has to do with the individual being honest with themselves. Like, this situation mm-hmm. is uncomfortable, whatever it is, have the honest conversation. Because what happens is if you go past your boundaries, then
you're going to
regret. Resentful. Right. Mm-hmm. And you're going to be resentful. But that was on you because you didn't choose to stand up for yourself and be honest with yourself and with your partner.
Well, maybe they were scared for whatever the reason. They were scared
you know
of being
what?
Alone and lonely. So
it ended up being
accepted.
That way anyway. But you end up being that way anyway. Because when you don't set boundaries, what happens is that person is going to push you past your boundary. And they're not going to even know you're pushing. They're pushing you that far. And then
well,
when
you
can
do it, half the time I think they do know. But because you allow it, they continue to do it.
Right. And
I think they do.
But yes, and that's on partly on them and that's partly on you. Because, you know, I talked about this the other day, and I have to say this. A lot of times we're looking for people to feed us, right? And you have those people that are extremely selfless, and they're constantly feeding people. So they're like, you know, here. And when the plate comes to them, they have crumbs. And there's nothing for them to feed off of. And then they turn and they look at everybody else and say, hey, how come none of these people are feeding me? Well, guess what? They can't feed you because you're not feeding you. It's like if you're a bottle of water and you're pouring into all these people, and when it's time for somebody to possibly pour back into you, they can't because your lid is on.
Mm.
You have to feed yourself.
Yeah. Well, you know, some people know how to do it. Some people don't know how to do it. Some people need some training
mm-hmm.
on it.
Mm-hmm.
But you live and you learn.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes you can learn from other people's experiences, but some people don't want to learn from somebody else's experience because they was like, oh, that's you. I'm not going to do that, this, that, and the third. But had you take heed and listened, you may not have had to go on that route, and you could have went a different route and have been successful. LSO. How can you tell if they respect you and your point of view? Their behavior will change. Because if they respect you and love you enough, they'll see that they were hurting you and what they did or said hurt you. So they're going to change. And if you forgave them and gave them that second chance, they're going to be more than happy to change so that you can see that they're serious about what it is, whether it's your job, you brought it to their attention, someone said something, did something, or whatever, you brought it to their attention, you forgave them. Now you have to give them the opportunity to make it right. Now that's on you to set that boundary of how long you're willing to see that change happen for the better. So that's why it's good to have the person acknowledge what it was they did that you're granting them that second chance for, so that y'all are on the same page. So if behavior don't change, you can say, listen, we tried it. This is what happened, and I'm not doing it anymore. bam, and they can't be mad. Or they can be mad, but it's not your problem if they mad or not, because you did exactly what you were supposed to have done. You said what you were supposed to have done, and that's it. So y'all know we got to play some music. So I'm going to get like two more songs in, then, you know, we're going to come back. So I'm going to leave y'all with this question. What are signs that identify that they are remorseful? That's right, y'all. Got to think now. Don't go nowhere. We will be right back.
Said I ain't never made a wish, I made a plan. In and out of traffic, tryna stay up by the jam. I ain't tryna see the law, I already got the bars. Though some niggas want the bars, but they shaking in the can. Damn, I just wanna make it to the land. Moving, but I'm pacing, I'm improving on my patience. I'm just saying, look, I'ma be $1 million man. Heard that they be running with some sheep to get a lamb. Goddamn, look, go up in the spot, say he hot. I'ma let him rock, building on the stock. Raise the stock, we gon' let it pop. I just got to drop, fire with a perfect shot. I work a lot, even when I'm not, I be on the clock. Money, 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 get a dollar, you can holla. I be all up in the guala, said he's switching up my collar. Look, I be on the socials, but I never did the follow. I be feeling supernatural, so I'm living through my father. This the faculty, got up in the building with the master key. Open up these doors, give a fuck if niggas shacking me. I was in the classes, everybody was an absentee. I was seeing casualties, they was in the canopy. People always saying that they got me, it's a fantasy. Show me that you got me through your actions, and we family. I been feeling agony, think I know the recipe. Funny when your own fucking brother showing jealousy. Lying on my name, and it's women that been telling me. Dreaming for the better while sleeping with the enemy. And we spoke about it, so this really double jeopardy. I grew up trying to follow you, now you gotta follow me. It is what it's gotta be, silence over honesty. Whack shit, maybe in the future it be comedy. I was trying to get it, my nigga, and then we split it. Say it, but don't show it, don't tell me that you been proud of me. Even people post, I've been feeling they all doubting me. Either that, or niggas just got it out for me. Tell me that I'm paranoid, I tell you not enough. Got me watching on the cars, about to call on every bluff. Confidence is on a billion, you can see it in the strut. Just not confident with others, I ain't confident with trust, nah. Pop, pop, turn moms into my pop fat. The block hot, but we all gave it a shot back.
I know. you. I told her all about you. I made a mistake. Please forgive me. That's why I'm asking.
Whoever said that love was easy, never been in my shoes. I never thought it could deceive me until the day I met you. We had some arguments, but never quite like this. And now I'm scarred from this experience. My friends and family try to warn me about this, but my mind won't let me escape from this reality. Yeah, baby, I'm that I don't wanna disappear.
been to be a legend. When I put together my first rhyme, assault with a deadly weapon was my first crime. Homie, I'm talking about a pen, not a tech nine. Oh, Lordy, I need some bubble telling. Keep these haters off me. I go to Taj Mahal. The act is too bossy. I'm a big deal. Wake up and smell a coffee. I hope God forgive Rob for all the sinning. Don't listen, deep swimming is fine women. Smoke piffing, no tight, dust twisting. I'm like Popeye, I'm strong with the spinach. Well, blow one down. Everybody clap your hands if you feel my sound. All the girls without a man, we can peel on now. You want a rag, let me feel your mouth. Full of Beckys and they all say I rock. Totally. Cowards think they holy when they holding heat. Anti-Christ bullet shattering your rosary. Them haters was supposed to be the older genes. Now we taking over, we who they supposed to be. We them future stars, next big thing. Hate them has-beens, hanging on a string. And I ain't talking about loose ends. I just wanna live, let me get my 2 cents. I'm a wildebeest, with a will to eat. I'd rather be laid up with a million freaks. Get in my back rub, in the jacuzzi, I'm too big for the bathtub. Lil mama, all I wanna do is have fun, and let me see you clap.
Welcome back, welcome back, everyone. When we left y'all with the question. Wait a minute, because I was down to the music part. We left y'all with the question. What are signs that identify that they are remorseful? Is that the question? That is the question, because we didn't ask that question. What are signs that identify that they are remorseful? Well, no, I didn't. I'm sorry, y'all. I left y'all off with the question, identifying signs they are trying to change, then a remorseful question. Mm. Okay, well, we had a gentleman put, small steps are better than no steps, and I will always accept effort over not caring at all. Another young lady, she put, actions for me, period, exclamation point. And Ms. K said, taking action, not lip service. Is there anything else you would like to add on to that, Ms. K? Or you're good?
I think that's good. Because action speaks volumes. You know, that's how you know a person is really sincere, if their words and actions coincide. So don't just talk about doing it. Have the actions behind it to substantiate.
Well, you know, some people just, well, the key thing is you know the person. You should know the situation. And in the situation, you should know what are things that will cause the change. Because you know what the situation is, you know what the issue is. So you should see if they are making steps to actually change. And like the gentleman said, baby steps is better than no steps. So I do agree with that. And identifying signs are, you see it in their behavior. You see it in their work ethics. You see it in them trying. like, for instance, if you tell someone that I don't like it that, you know, you don't open up the car door for me, and the next time y'all are out together, he opens up the car door for you, or he gets out the car to open up the car door for you because he was downstairs waiting, then that's a sign that he's trying to change. He heard you, and he's trying to make it right. Now, what are signs that identify they are remorseful? Well, we had the gentleman say guilty people always have to over small talk to fill you out. And a young lady put, if they are truly remorseful, you will see a change in their behavior. They will want you to see that they regret their actions and want to change. I totally agree. Ms. K, what do you have to say about that? What are signs that identify that they are remorseful? Ms. Kay?
Yeah, I'm here. I have muted myself because, you know, when you talk, sometimes I just mute myself. So you don't hear any of my background.
Okay, well,
so
you got to come back on because that's like 25 minutes gone. Okay, what are signs that identify if they are remorseful?
You need to be remorseful right now for that comment.
No, it was a genuine one.
25 minutes later, stop it, lady. Anyway. You know, they express it, and they really feel bad about hurting you or disappointing you. You know, and they let it be known that they really feel bad and that, you know, they don't plan on doing that again. And they make sure that they do actions showing you that. And it depends on the circumstances because some people feel that if they cheat, the fact that they acknowledge this should be enough. But no, there's actions to take behind that, which means you might have to be an open book for a while. You know,
and
you might have to be on the book.
You may need to be held accountable for that as well.
Exactly.
So if they see you slipping, they bring it to the forefront, like tap tap tap. What you
doing?
I'm noticing
something that was very familiar.
Yeah, I'm noticing those
from the past.
Those behaviors from before. Mm-hmm. What you doing?
Right.
So LSO.
You know, sometimes they got to pull your card. You know.
Mm-hmm. What are signs that identify they are remorseful? They change. You see their change immediately. And sometimes they may say to you, identify what the problem is. And they'll come to you and say, I'm sorry again for when I did X, Y, and Z because I made you feel A, B, and C. And, you know, because they feel bad because they hurt you. So they may be the ones who brings up what happened just to let you know that I'm never going to do that again. Now, you had mentioned this earlier about compromising. So the question is there room to compromise? Well, we had a gentleman put, compromise is an essential part of any healthy relationship. In any relationship, there's always something you give up in order to make your partner happy and comfortable. A young lady put, yes, there is. And Ms. K put, during the relationship only. Can you explain that a little bit? I don't quite understand that.
Yeah, because it means that you're in a relationship. But once you're outside of the relationship, then it's kind of like null and void.
Okay.
Yeah, that,
okay.
That's what I mean. It's like, you know, I think you have enough. You have a certain amount of time to try to rectify things within the relationship. But I think once that breaks down, that becomes almost null and void.
So once the relationship has been dissolved and the second chance is given to possibly be in a relationship again, do you give wiggle room for compromising, or no, because the relationship is already dissolved?
Well, I mean, when you come back together, it's going to be two different people having a totally different relationship. Because, you know, once a relationship is damaged and fractured, you have two different people now. You know, one person may act very similar to the way they acted before, but the person who was traumatized or who was hurt or damaged or disappointed is going to be a different version of themselves. So you're not going to get the same two people that had the original relationship. So it means starting from a different place. It's like, okay, we're starting a new relationship in a different place, but we're not going to forget what happened in the past. So that means take heed to, you know, this new relationship. We're going to respect the boundaries and the rules of this new relationship, but we're not going to bring whatever happened in the past into this in terms of it being repeated.
Good point, being repeated. I think there's always room to compromise, and that's in anything. And I think we all have to be open, or should all be open to compromising, because everything can't go your way. And the reason why you compromise, because say if both of us is going to the same event, and you live one block away from me, but one train is closer to you and a bus is closer to me, it doesn't make it right or wrong that I'm going to take the bus and you take the train, but we both end up at the same place. Now, we may not end up there at the same time, but we do end up at the same place, and that was because we both was going to the same place. And that's how compromising comes. You may have to do something else to make sure this works. You may have to give up something. So now I could have walked the extra blocks to meet you, and we took the train together, and we both arrived at the same time, but I took the bus, and we still, and the compromise was I didn't want to walk, but we still ended up at the same place, and we still ended up at the same place on time for what it was that we were going to do. And I think you have to compromise in relationships, in friendships, at work. Life is about compromising because everything is not always going to be your way. And especially if you are not in control of it, you may have to compromise. So, you know, be mindful. And a part of growing is compromising. Because once you compromise, you may realize, oh, you know what? You was right. That way was better. That way did save me time. But some people get so stuck on that tunnel vision and stuck right where they are and like, no, it got to be this, got to be that. But there are other ways to do the same thing. So, you know, be mindful and open yourself up for compromising. Next question, if they don't change, well, only person answered that was Ms. K, and she said bye. So there's no other anything to that but bye. And maybe I'm going to say adios. Because if people don't change when you tell them how they affected you, or the effect that it had on you, and it was a negative impact, and they don't change, that means they don't care. So if you don't want to change, I'm not going to continue to accept the way that you are because I'm offended by it. It's hurtful to me. So like Ms. K said, bye, and I'm going to say adios, just in case you don't speak English, you speak Spanish. So deuces, and that's for English. Next question, what solidified the issue has been resolved? Well, Ms. K put actions in compromise. Is there anything else you would like to add to that, Ms. K?
No. I think that's pretty clear cut. You know, you have to put forth actions, and then the two of you can compromise because, you know, It's an interesting dynamic because when a person messes up, some people will, you know, you stepped on my boundaries, so now I get to step on yours. And I think that doesn't help the situation.
Sometimes that tit for tat is more harmful.
Right. It is.
And especially if you're doing a tit for tat in a cheating situation. Oh, he cheated,
right.
So I'm going to cheat.
I'm going to cheat.
But
mm-hmm.
when you cheat, you caught feelings. Or let's say you didn't catch feelings. You cheated. The person you cheated
you
with
pregnant.
Caught feelings and won't let you go. Right.
Right. Well, you got
so now. So now that tit for tat, who won? Who won the battle now?
Nobody won.
So be mindful with that. Right. And Lord forbid if a child comes out of it. Now you're adding someone who had nothing to do with anything, and they're coming into a situation, and now they have to grow up in this situation that may be a hostile situation.
Mm-hmm.
So be mindful of your tit for tats, and, you know, because that's not going to be good. So what
mm-hmm.
solidified the issue has been resolved when you have not seen it repeated itself? When that same issue don't repeat it, or the cousin to that issue repeats itself, that's when you know it has been resolved. And I don't mean just like the next day, next week, next year. I mean years later, that same situation don't repeat itself whatsoever. I'm mm-hmm. like, okay, they learned their lesson. Ouch, what did I just do? I just pressed the button. Wait a minute. Come on.
Mm-hmm.
You know, this thing has been doing craziness. Okay. Can you truly trust again? A young lady put no, not fully, no matter how much they try to prove they will never do it again. A gentleman, he put, yep, myself and a few others, but I give plenty of room to show all of your colors. I give you plenty of room to show all of your colors. Another gentleman, he put, I may. A young lady, she put no exclamation point, especially when someone knows you know the truth and they still continue to lie. Young lady put, she put, I'm not sure. Gentleman put, nah. Young lady, not too sure. It depends on the circumstances. You have to forgive not the person but for yourself. Another young lady, trust in what way? Life is not a dress rehearsal. If someone said don't eat the pepper because it's too hot, do you eat it or do you heed the warning? Another young lady, I'm so trying. I know how I have serious trust issues. That's why I be on the couch shaking my head, LOL. A young lady, nope. Only as far as I can see you. Witness too many shady things in life, and I am guarded with everyone. Another young lady, I'm still asking myself that question every day. And Ms. K put, I learned to trust myself. That's all that matters at the end of the day. Ms. K, is there anything else you would like to add to that?
Yeah, because trusting yourself, you know what? We spend so much time worrying about trusting other people that we miss all the signs that they give us. You know, we spend so much time, like, behind our own defenses that we miss all the warning signs. Why do I need to worry about trusting you when I trust me? And if I trust me and I don't have those blinders on, or I don't have that wall up, because you have that wall up, you can't see through that wall. But if I open myself up because I trust me, that's going to give me clear vision to see you and see what you're doing and seeing all the fuckery that you do, you know, if it ever comes down to that. So I don't have to trust you. As long as I trust me and I trust my judgment, that's what really matters. And if a situation gets to a point where I don't feel right about it, or I'm seeing clear signs and it doesn't make me feel good about it, that's enough for me to not go, well, maybe they didn't mean it, or maybe that's not what they really was trying to do. No. I don't need your validation. That's another thing. When you trust yourself, you don't need outside validation. How
right.
do you feel
and a lot of people look to outside validation.
Yes. Yes. How you feel is enough. You don't need anybody to confirm or deny anything.
I agree. LSO, can you truly trust again? I think it depends strongly on the situation and what their behavior had proven so far and what they said they was going to do and if they're living by it. And if you know, and if you feel that what they are doing is genuine, and then you can possibly trust again. And then, yes, truly trust again and trust wholeheartedly. But that trust is very thin. It's on that thin, that trust is like that thin layer of that thinness between love and hate.
Mm-hmm.
That trust is just like that. That's like walking on a thin piece of ice in stilettos.
Mm.
Trust your weight is going to break through. So be mindful. But we got to get a couple more songs in, y'all. But I'm going to leave y'all with this. List 5 ways to deal with giving or receiving a second chance. Don't go anywhere. We will be right back.
Uh-huh. Whoa, whoa, whoa. Let's go.
Mm, you got them heels on. The legs long. I can tell you put it down by the way you walk. Everybody in your body gotta put my hands on. Shorty, you can even be my baby mama. Cause I really wanna break you, whoa, girl. And I'm gonna get you out of this draw, girl. Cause you will look better in your birthday suit. And I just wanna freak with you. It's your song, you got it going on. And everybody is in
know.
I'ma keep you on a honey for sure.
Biggest fan. I'm trying to figure out a plan to get you in my hand. You're not a dime, you a diamond. Shining, thick thighs, pretty face, eyes that'll blind you. I got money, a big house in their city. I'm a king and I need a queen to share with me. I wanna make you laugh, bless you with that tongue bath. Me and you, we go together just like a pen and pad. Holding hands in the mall with my favorite girl. Don't even know your first name, but you deserve the world. It all. Don't you ever doubt me, I'm guaranteed to get you gone when you feel my mouth
beat. It's your song, you got it going on.
Uh-huh.
And everybody is in know.
They know.
I'ma keep you on a honey for sure.
I will.
I gotta get you up, got it in the clothes.
Let's go.
I'll think slow,
yeah.
I'll think slow.
Uh-huh.
I gotta get you up, got it in the clothes.
Imagine my lips exploring every body part. Let a thug protect your heart like a bodyguard. Back rubs and foot scrubs the whole nine. We can tongue kiss the whole night, y'all mine. I'ma go places he won't go.
Right.
So take your clothes off and give me this show.
Cause you will look better in your birthday suit. And I just
you've been missing. Uh-huh. Yeah.
Welcome back. Welcome back, everyone. When we left off with the question. Ouch, I just dropped the phone. list five ways to deal with giving and or receiving a second chance. And mm-hmm. No one actually answered that question. So, Miss K, I turn to you.
Ooh.
What are five ways to deal with giving and or receiving a second chance?
Five ways of giving and receiving a second chance.
Or three, whichever one works for you.
Okay. Well, I mean, I guess forgiveness would have to be one. I mean, that's been like the theme of tonight. Excuse me. So forgiveness, openness, I guess willing to see the potential in the situation. You know,
I think that should be number one right there. Because if you see the potential, then you know, like, yes, I should go forward with I should move forward with this right here.
Right. So a willingness to see the potential in the situation.
Well, you got three in, so that's good.
I got three. Okay. Yeah.
Okay. So list five ways to deal with giving or receiving a second chance.
That's right. Boot me off. Boot me off.
No, because you do. You have more. Do you have four and five?
No. Go ahead. Go.
You sure?
I'm positive. You good?
Okay. I actually wrote these down to be sure I didn't forget these. One, be sure it's what you want. Because sometimes you're doing it for the wrong reasons. Two, communicate and identify the unhealthy relationship patterns or what you saw that caused you to be where you are right now. And then put the steps in or put the work in so that that right there does not happen again and you have to be presented with a second chance. Three, address the issues if they haven't been resolved within a certain amount of time. So put a time limit on when you expect a change to happen or you expect to see something in reference to why this second chance was granted and for it to prove that, yes, it was warranted. Four, set healthy boundaries and make sure you benefit in those boundaries. Don't do it for the other person. Like, oh, well, he may not or she may not be able to do this. No, this is what you need done, bam. If this don't get done, then that's a problem. Then recall the second chance. And five, don't keep bringing up the past. Let the past be in the past, because if you keep bringing up the past in that situation, you have not truly moved on from what happened.
And that's why I say heal before you even give a second chance.
And I totally agree with you. You got to heal, and you're healing for yourself, not for someone else. Okay, do second chances really work? A young lady put, depends, second chance because of what? Another young lady, they do when and if both parties agree to making this work and they make changes to make things work. Always remember, what works for one person's relationship doesn't work for another, which is so true. So stop trying to live out vicariously through other people's relationship and your relationship. Let them have theirs and you work on yours. And Ms. K put, for some, it depends on why the relationship ended. Is there anything else you want to add to that?
No, that's good.
Okay. Also, do you think second chances really work? And I would say yes. If people put the work into it to make it work, yes, it will work. And sometimes there's a rainbow or sunshine after the rain, so to say, when something don't go right and it brings y'all to this situation where you have to discuss it and work through it and see if your relationship can sustain all of what happened. So, yes, second chances really do work if you put in the work to make it work. It just don't happen and it works. You have to put the work in. And it's not just the person who's being forgiven. It's also the person who did the crime, so to say. So both parties have to work on it together in order for the second chance to work. Now, our last piece for this evening is final. Well, we had a gentleman put, use sparingly. Another young lady put, I used to believe in them as long as communication was obvious. I no longer do. Another gentleman put, nah. Another young lady, really given. Miss K said, nope, see ya. And then she put, none available. So is there anything else you would like to say, Miss K, or are you good on everything right now?
I'm good. I'm good.
Okay. Well, LSO, final thought. When given a second chance, third chance, fifth chance, whatever, when given a chance to someone, do it from your heart. And make sure your heart and mind is in alignment when you do it. And don't do it for other people. And don't have people in your ear telling you, oh, you should do this, or, oh, you shouldn't do this, or this, that, and the third. Take time to yourself and make sure what you're doing is for you and is not for anyone else. And it's for your benefit. And weigh the pros and cons. And if you have to actually sit down with a pen and paper and write everything out and draw a column, put pros and then put cons and see what you can work on. And you can even present that to whoever the person is that you're going to give the second chance to, so that, you know, you can see what's going on and you can see in areas that need to be worked on. Be it, I don't care if it's with your job, do it with your job. If it's with your supervisor or a coworker, do the same thing. Don't discriminate against it. Call a meeting and sit down and bring it to the attention. Because sometimes people really don't even know. And then sometimes people do know, but they don't care. And then sometimes people know, but because you allow it to continue and go on for so long, they're going to continue to do it until you call them on their bullshit. So start calling people out on their BS. So, and then make them acknowledge that, yo, we're not doing this anymore right here. This got to stop, and it has to stop right now. And when you start doing that, you're going to see a change in people. But ladies and gentlemen, thank you for chilling with us this evening on tonight's topic of second chances. And I hope it gave you a lot to think about, because it surely had given me more than enough to think about. So don't think that these questions don't hit home with me, because they do. And this week's birthdays and in celebrations, of course, yes, LSO is still celebrating. I told y'all I'm celebrating till I turn 51. So y'all have a whole year of me. And then some. Happy birthday to De La Cruz, Jackson De La Cruz, Mama Nessie, Juana, Eri. Happy birthday to my mom up in heaven. I know you're down looking down and smiling. I'm going to come to you tonight and do some talking with you tonight. So be prepared, Mom. I have an earful for you. Yes, I do talk to my mom and my dad. Happy birthday to Smurf, Greg, Kathy, Kawali, I think I'm pronouncing her name correctly, and Lorraine H. And happy anniversary to David and Stephanie. That's my nephew and niece. I don't remember how many years it is, but congratulations to you and many, many more years. Condolences to all those we lost within the past week. We pray for and we send positive energy and strength to you and your family. Thank you to our essential workers. And now it seems that everyone is being essential at this moment. Don't forget to like, subscribe, and ring the bell for LSOMASK Squiggly D on the YouTube channel. I actually posted a bedtime story. I'll probably give you another one this week. So if you didn't like, subscribe to it, you're going to miss out, because it's some good stuff there. Don't forget to tell us when your birthday or a special occasion that you're celebrating. Let us know so you can get an LSO treat show shout out on your special day, because everyone is deserving to be acknowledged. Thank you to each and every one of you for your love, support, encouragement, and thank you for those who text in, and thank you to the ones that emailed or put in the group their messages. Greatly appreciated, because without you, there's no us. MSK and I will be bickering on the line with, you know, the question. So we appreciate you. Miss K, Hey, hey, yes. Hey. Do you have anything to say, young lady? You say yay.
Yay.
Okay, what do you have to say, my love?
Well, basically, I just want to make it, you know, short and brief and sweet. Queen versus Your Crown is complete. My book, I'm going to have a pre-sale for my book. It's been posted in the group. Make sure you get it. I can't wait to release that. That's a totally different spin. I wasn't even thinking about going into that direction, but being on TikTok, it kind of just led me to that place. So I'm happy to be able to put that out. Queens, Let's Fix Your Crown is starting on November 18th. It's a self-love, woman's empowerment program. It's a four-week free intensive. The only course is for supplies. So, yes, I'm looking forward to it. I'm looking forward to it.
So what are the supplies? I know the first and second book is going to be part of the supplies, but yes, is there anything else that will be needed?
Oh, yes. There's things that that I'm going to supply you with for each week. So each week there's a list of different things that you will be given that have to be completed for the class, because how will you be able to do it if you don't have it? So, you know, both books are part of the curriculum. In addition to that will be, like, different types of quizzes, things to just get to the root of who we are, why, certain suggestions. Like, it's going to be pretty deep. I might be able to maybe even have you come on and talk a little bit of the erotica, you know.
Ooh, I like that.
I like that, too. You know, let people get a sense of
Now I
got to
be in class, and I got to get up and give a presentation. Oh, my gosh, I got to study, y'all. I got to go study right now.
You don't have to study. You have your own guides, okay?
Yes, I do. My book is actually right here by me. It's right in my hand. I'm touching it right now. So at least I got part one down. So now I have to order part two. So how do we order? How do we get to order that book?
Right now, pre-sales are going to go through Cash App, which is $K. K is a kite, H is a Harry, A is an apple, Y is a yes. Shep, S-H-E-P. So it's K-Shep. And the second book is $20.
Okay. So we just Cash App and send you the information.
$20.
No, send you the information.
Right. And it's
okay, so
be a
how do they send you their
time?
Information? Do they inbox you or are they
you
is there a number that they can call?
When you cash at me, in the memo box make sure you put your email address and put book two, so that way I'll know which book. Right now, it's only
okay because sometimes, depending on people's addresses, in the memo, it only allows a certain amount of characters.
Right.
So you may have to open up other ways of how they can get to you.
Right. I am going to open up PayPal. So I'm going to work on that this week. I do have PayPal for the class, but I have to set up a different PayPal for, you know, the book by itself. So...
Okay.
But for right now, if somebody wanted to, in terms of pre-sale, they could provide Cash App and give me their email address within the memo or inbox me as well.
Okay. And so the book is coming via ebook, am I correct?
Yes.
Or
it's going to be
hard copy?
Ebook for right now. It's going to be ebook for right now. And then I will order soft copies, but for right now, it's going to be via ebook.
Okay, great. Well, remember, we will be coming to you each and every Monday night from 8 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. So tune in to lawlessradio.com or via phone at 646-478-5209. And don't forget to tell a friend and invite them to listen in as well. We have some spectacular shows coming up. As you know, this is Breast Cancer and it's Domestic Violence Month. We have one guest locked in already. For breast cancer. Well, we have two guests locked in for breast cancer, and we're working on some for domestic violence. But either way, we're trying to get all the guests on so we can help someone. If you are looking for a platform to promote your brand, call or message LSO at 718-666-1336 to find out how you can become a sponsor of the Lawless Radio LSO Truth Show. Lawless Radio started on the premise of TL the Chairman with his vision and his promise to support your local come-up. So if you want your music played on Lawless Radio, go to the website and submit your music. Lawless Radio supports independent and local artists, and tonight you heard from some of them. Let's support one another. LSO, you can order LSO merchandise at Treats, the letter N, Things, LSO.com, and you can follow me on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter at LSO Treats. And in order to get an autographed copy, you have to order the book directly through me. But my first book, Taste and Treats, and second book, Erotic Playground, you can find on Amazon, Lulu, that's L-U-L-U, and Barnes & Noble. You can order Miss K's book at kshep-sff.com. Now, that's for the first book. The second book is actually on pre-order, as she said right now. And in order to receive it, the second book, Cash App Miss K at $ KHAYSHEP. And in the memo portion, put your email address and make sure your email address is correct. And she'll email you and y'all can communicate that way. And so that she'll know that it's you, and then she'll send you your book, and the book is an ebook. She just confirmed that. In closing for this evening, the Lawless Radio LSO Treat Show continue to have a phenomenal Monday night ride, and we hope you enjoyed tonight with us. We hope it was enlightening, it was strengthening, and, of course, in full transparency. As you see, Ms. K said, I cut her off 3 times, y'all. But you know what? We rectified that problem. And we moved on and we laughed about it. I wasn't even aware that I was doing it. But she brought it to my attention and bam, we fixed it. So I got a second chance tonight. We hope you enjoyed tonight's show. And we left you something to think about with second chances. And is it worth it? But ladies and gentlemen, let each and every one of you be the first to hear the news from LSO tonight. Let me tell you about my God and what he can do. And he do things in his time. I prayed for these two events. And today, right before the show, I, LSO, will be opening up the Laughaholics comedy show with the headliner, Michael Collier, on Tuesday, October 26th. 2021 at 7 p.m. Opening up and doing her thing. Yes, yay. I am doing that. I'm scared as I don't want to know what. I'm nervous, but I'm telling you, as soon as I step foot on that stage, I'm taking full ownership. And everyone in the room, I'm captivating you. And then when I finish, I'll give you back so you can enjoy the comedy show. But pieces of advice from tonight's show. Communicate. Communication is the most important thing in any form of relationship, friendship, anything. And why? Is because people are not mind readers. Communication will help you to find a better way to address any situation, and you can resolve issues before they reach the full fed-up state, and now you can't get a second chance. Tell him or her what you want, how you feel, and what y'all can do collectively to get through this. And that's with anything across the board. This is just not in a relationship. This is also at work. This is also in friendships. This is also in getting to know each other. Tell people, communicate. When you endorse, yes, I use the word endorse, because you're signing off on this, the second chance, put those stipulations in place immediately so the person know what not to do and what will work so that you know your second chance that you granted did not go in vain. Be sure this is what you want. Don't feel forced to do it because if this is you're in a comfortable situation or this is familiar to you. own up to it and hold yourself accountable for your actions and move on and enjoy your actions without regret. And in giving that second chance or those second chances, forgiving and forgetting is part of the moving on. It gives you the forgetting part opens up the door to not keep you stagnant. But yes, I do understand that some portion of it you want to remember so that for self, you understand what you're not going to accept. So if you see it again, you can relate it to what you didn't forget, and then you'll know to shut it down before it even gets started. Make sure this is a healthy decision that you are making for yourself and that you get to benefit from the decision you make. You have to let go of the anger part because sometimes you get so angry in it, you can't make a righteous decision or a conscious decision and be open and honest about your decision. And once things are said and done, you cannot unsay or undo. You can only apologize. And sometimes apologizing is not enough because those words still linger around and they sting. So make your executive decision and make sure you make it where you get to benefit from it and it's in your favor. And once the issues have been resolved and you granted that second chance, don't keep revisiting that same issue. Only time you revisit that issue if you see signs showing that there's no change, no change has been made and the person is going down that same route again. That's the only time you should revisit the situation. But, ladies and gentlemen, sometimes you can't grant that second chance and you just got to move on. Take that L in the situation and you know for the next situation, how to handle yourself. I hope each and every one of you have had an amazing week, and we're closing out the year in a couple of months. We have like 2 weeks left. I hope you are all stepping in your greatness and making your light shine. If you are not, it's time to do so. Now is the time. LSOPSA, remember to love on yourself as we all are deserving on purpose. Look in the mirror each and every day and embrace who you are becoming because you can only be you and you can't be anyone else. Tell yourself a powerful affirmation and stand by it and walk in it in the entire day and know that you are and you are because you deserve. Each and every day is a gift to you, so don't take it for granted. Live happily in each and every moment of your life and stop looking to others to narrate your life story. Why? Because you are enough. Elevate yourself. You are great. You are strong. You are needed. You are loved. LSO and Ms. K would like to thank each and every one of you for tuning in and hanging out with us. You could have been doing anything else, but you was here with us and we thank you. We want to make sure that you are safe. Stay prayed up, and if God's will, we will talk to you next week. Be careful. Stay safe. Big hugs. My hashtag is my LSO journey and hashtag love yourself organically. Miss K, your hashtag?
Queen's crown and authentically rich.
Yours in sweetness, LSO. Good night, everyone.